And now let's go live to Appy State, where joining us, ladies and gentlemen, is, you better bow your head when you say his name, the inside linebackers coach at Appy State, going in the year 19 with that tremendously successful program where he has led 18 guys onto NFL careers, several All-Americans, Dale Jones, former Vol great. Coach, always good to hear your voice. You know I have a soft spot for you. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us today, my friend.
Tony, I really appreciate that. You make me, give me a big head. Thanks.
Well, that's what I'm here for, man. And because the bottom line is, I believe every word I say. Let me ask you something. Before I talk about Appy State and your club this year, we like following you guys because you're sort of a standard bearer at that level of football and have been for years. And anybody that's ever been over there to see a game knows what I'm talking about. That is a special experience. That said, Coach, let me ask you, are you concerned about where college football is going here, what big-time Division I football is getting ready to do? You're an old school guy. Does this concern you, or you think it's a good thing, a change for the good?
Well, I for us on our level, it's really not going to change. It's college football, basically. It's been splitting from the guys at a lower level, and then your big time conferences, and it's I think it's taken away what I believe. I think today it's the big guys pretty much have to. It's like babysitting all the time. I got to worry about what their guys do and what's said and with the money involved, it's turned more like professional football.
Yeah, and it's really too bad, isn't it? I mean, here's the thing about it. You can't, as the old saying is, you cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube. What's done is done. They're in big business now. And you played the sport at this level, and you incurred injury. I don't know if you've had stuff that's followed you through life. Do you believe these kids at the Division I level, here at the University of Tennessee, per se, should be compensated?
I don't think so. I mean, I think let me just say this right here. There's a certain amount of kids that need help, but there should be a way that gets taken care of. But, I don't know exactly what they think or where they're headed with it, but there's a fine line. I think you look at it as you're giving them a little bit to help them through college. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it gets to be where it's out of control and you're paying them big money and it's taken away what I believe college is all about. I think you play for a university instead of going to playing for the money, and it's someplace that you should love. I got a feeling that if they don't watch it, they're going to take that part away from the college football game.
Hey, Dale, explain something to me. Looking at your bio, you've developed a ton of NFL players. A ton! Almost a player a year at that level, which is incredible, coming from your units that you've coached. My question for you is, how does that happen? How do guys end up at Appy State that aren't in some of these other major programs? Explain that to me, how you've coached so many NFL football players.
Well, it's, to me, the way I live my life, you got to be committed. It's easy to be committed. Everybody's committed. So, if you got something that everybody's tied together, then you're committed. So if you're committed, you're basically, you're equal. Every team's committed. And then you've got guys that are dedicated. Guys that are dedicated are the ones that work every day. And I think that's, I think there's three things that ties it together. And then you got to have a passion, and you got to find kids that's what they believe in. And they will trust you. I find a way for every kid I got with with what his skills is to get him to be the best. And so I'm dedicated. And, you know, when you devote something, you know, whether it's your family or whatever, then that's when you're going to be great. Everybody can do the other things, but that means you're going to go and you're going to pay the price. And you're going to give everything you've got. And you're going to every night, every day, you're going to live that way. So that's the key. I coach them that way. And, you know, I find guys that believe in me. And if they believe in me, we got a chance, because all those guys are guys that, you know, coming out of high school, nobody really wanted. So it's, you know, it's just for us, it's happened that way. It's what we stand for, and it's what we believe in.
So, I mean, just so our folks know that are listening, a kid that you get at Appy State, how many stars are by his name in recruiting generally? Guys that you end up with. Are there any stars? Are they one star, two star? Explain
okay,
that to me.
Up until this year. Now, this year, since we moved up, you know, we've gotten some two stars, three stars. But up until this year, we didn't have a kid that had one star. So, you know, everybody gets caught up in those, you know, the rating system and all that. You better find out what's in the kid's heart. You know, that's what's going to make you a great football team. You know, you can have all the talent, not be great together. Those three things I talked about, that's the difference of winning championships and, you know, building programs. If you got, you know, it's a process you go through. You got to have guys and you got to learn as you go. If you do that, you're going to be successful. You don't have to have the superstars to, you know, go be successful and be champions.
Hey, Dale, Sean Sinclair here. You will not remember me, and that's okay. I was Dick Bumpus's student manager when you guys were there, you and Kelly and Darren and Keith and Kimbrough and all those guys. So you said what's in your heart, and I know what's in your heart, and I know what was in the heart of those other guys. And for years and years, and I can't speak to what your ambitions were or what your career goals were, but I've sat and watched over and over coaches come into the University of Tennessee with, respectively, resumes that are paltry compared to yours, with your special teams guidance, with your players put in the NFL, with what you've done on defense over there. And again, respectfully, Appy State may have been your deal. That's fine. But I can't help but think that maybe somewhere along the line, someone put a ceiling on you, Casey Rogers, Marion, et cetera, about coming back to UT. Because I know what you think about UT, and you don't have to answer if this is even a question, but I sure would have liked to have seen over the years you get a shot to come back to UT, because I know what it would have meant to you, and I know what it would have meant to me and the rest of the Vol fans.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, if it would have happened, that would have been, you know, that would have been a dream come true. But, you know, I don't have to be in the limelight at a big time university to know what I'm worth. You know, it just, to see me win, that's all I care about in life, whether it's here or whatever I'm doing. So, you know, I love this place because we're going to win. I've had opportunities to go coach at Division I, just didn't happen to be the only one I'd probably go back to. So, you know, it's, I'm happy, and that's the key. Just I'm happy. I believe in what I'm doing, and I believe in what this university stands for, what we try to do with young men.
Hey, Dale, this is Christian Lundy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. You're a Tennessee guy, played here, obviously, Tennessee legend, Tennessee to the core. I'm not sure if you've gotten a chance to be around or get to know Butch Jones at all, but what do you think about him, and what are your thoughts on the job he's doing here?
Well, let me tell you, I did actually meet him when he got the job. The day before he got the job, and then in Georgia they have this big, they bring in all the SEC coaches and basically all the coaches, because Georgia is such a hotbed. And he actually showed up, and I saw the Tennessee guys coming in, and I went over and I started talking to one of the coaches, and, you know, I just say, I want to introduce myself. I'm Dale Jones. I actually played at Tennessee, and was kind of looking for the head coach, and guy was super nice to me, and it was, guess who? Butch Jones. And that just right then, it made me feel, you know, just, I mean, he was you could just reach out and and have a conversation with him. And man, I latched on to that and what he's done. I think he's done an incredible job. So proud of those guys. And I do know he's the right guy.
You know, Dale, it's such a great story because what's happened with a lot of these guys today is they've made it more about money. And you've had a different sort of person, I think, gravitate toward those positions. Is some of these guys have a preconceived notion in their mind that because their check is bigger than yours, that you're lesser. And those of us who have character know that that's just not the case in life. It's just not. And so with that in mind, when I talk to people that interact with Butch Jones in our community, they say there is no caste system with him. He doesn't want his ring kissed. He takes time for people. He takes time for former players. It's one of the first things he did was mend all these fences in the state with high school coaches, with former players, trying to put the family back together, so to speak. Hey, you know as well as anybody, coming from where you came from, how loved the 85 team remains to this day. And you guys will celebrate your 30th anniversary next year. When you're able to pull all that together and get all hands on deck, this becomes a dangerous place, doesn't it? This becomes a really, really great job.
It's absolutely incredible. I actually came over in the spring and watched a spring practice and got a tour of the indoor facilities. And my goodness, there's absolutely no place in the country like it. So everything's there. But, you know, it's what happened, what got lost in the transition and in losing or the other coaches was there was no commitment. You know, only a commitment only brings us together. And you're talking about the most important thing you got, and that's your fans. So if you don't have a commitment to them, and if you don't have a commitment to your former players, then you know there's no way you can have a program. So to me, what Coach Jones is doing, and you know his staff, I think is incredible. And well, we'll see next year. I think you know probably this year won't be as good as we'd like, but I promise you next year. Those guys, I think they're going to be back.
What kind of ball club you guys have this year, Dale? I know you go to Michigan, and I'm gonna call the shot. No, actually, I'm not. But tell me what kind of club you have, and just the opportunity to play in those games that you guys get.
Well, I think last year we had a kind of a down year, but we redshirted a lot of our kids because we knew we were moving up. So for us in the long haul, our best players we're redshirt. So we took a beating, but you know we also understood where we were trying to get to, and how fast we had to raise our standards to be be competitive in Sunbelt. So from us last year and this year is night and day. You know they're going to watch that film, and I promise you, it will not be Michigan. We'll not see the same team on film. Right now we look, our work ethic's absolutely incredible. Our kids are just, working their tails off. So that's going to give us a chance, you know. They go in and they look at last year's film and think that's at stake, then it could be another upset up there.
And your kids will not be afraid.
Oh Lord, no. No, our kids, there's no way. Our kids believe in themselves and, we never back down from anybody.
I absolutely, Dale, seriously, next time you take a bath, if I'm in the vicinity and you draw the tub, I will absolutely be there with a straw. I mean, I am marking out for you right now. You're making me feel like a little kid right now. You're jacking me up, my friend. You are jacking me up. Can you feel it?
Well, it's a good thing that actually I'm sitting in the middle of campus right here, and there's not anybody around, or I'd be very embarrassed.
Hey, listen, man, it is really great talking with you. Our best to you. I echo what Sean say.
Make no mistake, this guy is a legend.
A legend.
Forget about. I hear you with
a
your
legend.
Al Wilsons. I hear, and they're
a
all
legend.
Great.
A legend.
They're all great. This cat is a legend. Period.
Well, let me just say, I'm not a legend. I'm family, and that's the key. Just family.
God, Dale, Sister Sledge, man.
Family legend.
We are family, brother. Hey, I hope you have a great day, man. Great talking with you.
You too. Thanks.
All right, man. God's blessings to you. The great Dale Jones.
If you want the epitome of the term like a boss, that cat is a boss. End of story. Joe from Blount County, do you feel me on that? Absolutely.
Cinco, Lundy, you've never been exposed to that. What did you think of that?
That was all time. That was great, great stuff, in my opinion. He brought it.
We need more of that, don't we?
Yeah.
Could you feel him? He was absolutely on the line of emotional.
Yeah. No question.
You don't bring up Tennessee to Dale Jones
no.
without him having, and he's a tough guy, walking the line of emotion. That's and let me tell you what. They can say whatever they want. I believe his resume wasn't looked on seriously because he was a majors guy through the years.
Mm.
And I'm throwing it out there.
Mm.
And there's no reason, besides his own desire to stay where he's at, that he should not have been at Tennessee as an assistant coach. And anybody wants to argue with me with that, I'll bring the heavy case. No
reminder
way.
For you, in the spirit of Dale Jones, we're going to bring it Saturday night. As soon as that open practice is over, we will be live on the app for as long as I feel like it. And that will be our first Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fan reaction, fifth quarter. We're doing it after every game this year for 3 solid hours, commercial free. 3 solid hours, commercial free, heard around the world. Go to TonyBasilio.com. Download your Tony Basilio app if you haven't yet. And for the app listeners, today at 3 o'clock, I'm going to have Art Garner on, who has a book out called Black Sunday, which is about the, and it's kind of timely, it's about the 1964 Indianapolis 500 where two drivers were killed. And everybody saw it coming, and nobody could do anything about it. It's a really insane book. I mean, we're talking about premonitions, the whole nine. Guys that weren't prepared, being out there, the whole deal.